this point in the season, it's not about any of that stuff, all that individual rookie talk. I mean, that's pretty much done. The guys here in the locker room look at me as a veteran now, so they just want me to go out there and do what I got to do to help us get a win, because that's right now the most important thing.
Is it harder? I mean, obviously, if they didn't know much about you before that game, they do now. I mean, the linebacker, I think Merriweather was the second one you caught the one on?
I can't remember.
Either way, I mean, do you expect those guys to be kind of eyeing you a little bit closer?
I mean, yeah, but I mean, it's like I said, it's the NFL, man. I think they were eyeing me before. I got picked early in the draft, so of course, going into that first game, they're probably, hey, we need to watch this guy. Mm-hmm. So they're probably gonna have the same type of respect for me. And they're still going to come out and play me hard. They got a great group of guys. I mean, even before the game, 25 Clark came up to me and said, "Hey, man, you know, I watched you. You're a good player. You know, keep my eye on you and everything." So they know about all of us. They do their film study. They do their scouting report. So they're going to be ready for me for this game just like they were last. So I got to make sure I'm ready and go out there and make plays.
The first game got real chippy. Jason got thrown out. Baker hit on Nick.
Yep.
I mean, it's been 13 weeks, but, you know, carry over for a division game. Do you expect that it's going to be a chippy game, heated, you know, with so much at stake for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, it's a division game, like you said. When you play teams twice a year, you know, those type of emotions do get built up, because then, you know, the team that wins, we're like, okay, well, we got to come back and get you again. The team that loses, they're like, okay, well, we're going to try and go steal that win that you got from us at the beginning of the year. So we're all both fighting for something. You know, I think too many people worry about a lot of stuff on the outside. At the end of the day, we're trying to beat them. We know they're trying to come in and beat us. So we just got to figure out a way to get a win.
Still any bad blood, though, from the Baker hit on Nick? I mean,
we haven't talked about it, to be completely honest. We're just trying to get it done.
You talking about the receivers. There's a perception, and it's one that Deshaun said, that it's Macklin and that's it. As part of this receiving core, how do you think it is aside from Macklin? How do you think everyone besides from Macklin's
person? I guess I think if you just – it depends on what you're, like, really looking at. I mean, I'm here with the guys every day, so we look at it as a core. I mean, everybody understands Macklin. Macklin's the guy, and – we like him being the guy. He's a great leader, great receiver for us to follow and everything. And, I mean, that's Deshaun's opinion. Every man's entitled to their own opinion. I mean, he's a great receiver. He's helping out his team. Macklin's helping out his team. So, to be completely honest, we're just trying to get better here and not worry about any of that other stuff. But my assessment of the receiving corps, I know we work. I know we come in every single day. I know we're trying to be the best out here in the league. So, I mean, that's what we're really focusing on trying to do.
You don't take offense to that at all?
I really could care less, to be honest. Like, I think that stuff kind of gets you high school, college. Once you get to NFL, I mean, like, we're all playing for one thing. We're trying to get Lombardi. So however we get to that's what I'm focused on.